She's the chat show queen, responsible for moments like this.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say, until we meet again.
That's actually Oprah Winfrey talking there. But on her show, you might remember Tom Cruise confessing undying love for Katie Holmes before bouncing up and down on a sofa. Very subtle. But after 25 years and more than 4,000 shows, Oprah's said an emotional farewell to her millions of fans. Here's our US reporter, Dave Howard.
Oprah's gone. Ashley and Remy here in the park are distraught.
It's a big deal. She's an iconic figure.
I'm devastated. I'm 25 years old, so that's a second mother. I love Oprah.
She's one of a handful of people so famous they only need one name.
Beyonce.
Maybe Cher, Madonna.
Cher, Madonna. See, all the greats, all the legends have the one name.
It's confirmed again that you are born
once again
in the United States.
Barack Obama's the fifth US president on her sofa, this time on speculation about his right to run the country.
Why did you wait so long, though?
Missing Madeleine McCann's mum, Kate.
I hear you keep her, Madeleine's room, ready for her.
Yeah. Already waiting.
And thousands of others. She shared her own private stories too. She said she was a victim of child sexual abuse. Then
I found out that I have a half sister I never knew about. My sister Patricia is here. Come on out, Patricia.
We've seen her struggle. Like, she talks about her abuse, her domestic violence, her weight issues. Yeah.
She once dragged a trolley of fat on stage to show the weight she'd lost. She put it all back on though, and fans say it makes her more real. Then there's the audience giveaways.
She just gives people cars.
She gives people cars.
And
yeah.
Skateboards.
Now she's focused on her own TV network. She's one of the world's richest, most powerful people, as well as a black woman. Remy calls her a role model.
It sets a standard. I don't care if I'm purple, even as a woman or a homosexual, whatever minority I am.
You're listening to Radio 1. It's 6:02.
Newsbeat.
And our main news tonight is the arrest of one of the world's most wanted men.